Hello, my friends. Mike Shreve here. Hope you're doing well. Let's talk about how to get clients today if you have an audience. And no, this is not some overhyped title. This is a very simple strategy that we've been testing with a handful of clients. I'm sharing it with you because it's so darn simple and easy. And if you have an existing audience, this will work. This will not work if you don't have an existing audience. What do I mean by existing audience? If you have at least 2,500 connections or friends on Facebook or LinkedIn. Followers on Instagram, etc. These need to be active and engaged. So this can't be 2,500 people that you connected with 9 years ago and you haven't posted. This can't be 2,500 random dead connections on LinkedIn, etc. These are 2,500 engaged people on a platform, or at least 1,000 people on an email list. The more that you have in your audience, the more effective this strategy will be. It really truly is that simple. More people see your offer, more people are going to say yes, even if you have low response rates. Okay, so here's what you're going to do. We're going to do a very simple two-step call and response to get conversations going for the thing that we want to sell. Step one, all we do is we list 10 things. So this is just a document we're going to do for ourselves. We're going to list 10 things that we have done that our dream prospect or our dream client would be interested in learning how we did that. Okay, I'll give you some examples. If I'm in the health and fitness industry, I might say how I lost the loose skin after I lost 70 pounds. Another one might be how I beat my sugar cravings the first time I started dieting. Another one might be how I fit my exercise routine into 2 full-time jobs and being a mom. That might be, so you just make a list of like, what have you done in your journey? Because we're talking about the help industry here. In your journey and your process and in discovering the things you've discovered, what are some of the items or instances or happenings or things you've accomplished that you think your audience would be interested in hearing or learning about that has to do with that type of things that you solve. I'll give you an example. I could say how I learned to play the guitar without knowing how to read music, but that's not the business I'm in, right? People will be interested in that. I'm sure somebody would be interested in this audience. However, that has nothing to do with the fact that I help people create acquisition funnels, scale their business, work themselves out of the day to day, right? A better one for me might be how I regularly schedule and take 4-week vacations completely unplugged from my business, right? That would be one that I could make. So that I would list. So we're thinking about a list of 10 things that you have done that your audience would be like, that's interesting. Once we make that list of 10, we're going to start with the one that we think is the most appealing. Okay, we're going to think about the one that is the most appealing. So for example, let's say that we are a relationship coach. We made a list of 10. We specialize in helping people to stop divorce. And maybe one of them is how I broke the ice and told my wife I wanted a divorce, or something like that, or how we handle the divorce conversation. And you think that if you put that to your audience, they would love it, right? And that's one of the 10 that you have listed. Well, what I want you to do is I just want you to create a training of any kind around that idea. Doesn't matter if it's written, doesn't matter if it's audio, doesn't matter if it's video. There's no format, there's no formula, there's no VSL, hilariously bad script you have to memorize or anything like that. Literally just offer value, okay? Tell people what it was like. Tell people what you went through. Tell people how you overcame the problem. Give people the ability to truly see, know, and understand what it is that you did to accomplish the thing that they are interested in because they're now watching the training. Does that make sense? Or reading it or whatever. At the end of that training, again, whether it's audio, video, or written, just have a soft call to action. So for example, how I got rid of my loose skin after losing 70 pounds. I give this wonderful 20, 30, 45 minute, it doesn't matter how long it is. At the end, you simply say, hey, if you liked what you saw here and you'd like more information on how I can help you to do the same, how I can help you to lose the weight, how I can help you to do it and not have things like the loose skin and et cetera, then what I want you to do is give me a call or send me a DM or shoot me an email, whatever it is that you prefer people contact you at. Okay, very simple. You make a list of 10 interesting things you've done. You pick the most compelling one. You create a training for it. Then you make sure it has a soft call to action. Then you post that thing with the most simple, beautiful, elegant, non-hyped, non-smarmy script of all times. It's very simple. You simply say, Hey everybody, I made a quick training on how I got rid of my loose skin after losing 70 pounds. Would you like it? If yes, hit reply, right? So if that's an email, or you say, if yes, comment below and I'll send it to you if you're posting on social media. This is called a two-step call and response. So you send out an email, that's very, it doesn't happen, literally don't overwrite this. I've seen people, they overwrite it and they think they have to explain it. That is not what you're trying to do here. You're simply saying, hey, I made this training. Here's what the training is. It's super interesting. Because and it's super interesting because of the title. You don't say, here's the title, it's super interesting. You just say, hey, I made a training, how I lost blah, 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 blah. If you're interested, then hit reply and I'll send you the video. I'll send you the PDF. I'll send you the whatever it is. Okay, very simple. People will respond to that, right? That's your call. Now they're going to respond, call and response. On social media, they will comment on your post, which is great because then it gets spread around. On email, they'll reply to your inbox, your email, right? They'll reply to the email that you sent. What you do then is so simple. It's so simple. You deliver what you said you're going to deliver. So you give them a link to the video, or you give them a link to the PDF or the audio or whatever it is. And then you start talking to them like they're a human being. Because here's what has occurred. Here's what has occurred. They have raised their hand. This is the beauty of call and response. They have raised their hand and told you that they are interested in what you help with specifically. Because remember, I told you, what are 10 things that you have done that you think your audience would be interested in as it relates to what you do? So if there are people who are raising their hands saying, yes, I would love to learn how to get rid of the loose skin after losing a bunch of weight, what do you think you know about this person? That they are interested in losing weight, they're in the process of losing weight, they're in the process of, maybe they've already lost the weight, but now they're trying to deal with, et cetera, right? So you can then have a conversation and you can start the conversation with, hey, here's your training. I hope you enjoy it. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Are you watching this because you've already lost the weight? Or where are you on your weight loss journey? Tell me a little bit about what's going on. Not everyone will respond. Don't beat yourself up if there's a very low response rate. But people will respond, and then you simply continue a natural conversation. Oh, wow, so you've tried such and such, and you've tried this and that. What are your goals? Well, my goals are XYZ. Interesting. How's that going for you? What's working? What's not working? And then you just have a very simple consultation type selling conversation. Now, the best part is, and we don't have time to go into that in this particular episode. There's like hours of training you can go through on how to have that conversation turn into a sale, but it's way easier than you think it is. You just be honest and ask them, what are they trying to do? And do they need help? That's it. People who need help will say, yes, I need help. People who don't need help or aren't interested in help, they say, no, I don't need help. Okay, so it's that simple. You can really dive deep. There's questions you can ask and et cetera. But for the sake of this, have a conversation. Talk to people. Find out what their deal is. Find out what's holding them back. Find out what they're trying to get. Find out if they're serious about getting it, et cetera. Okay, now that in and of itself should get you some conversations, get you some phone calls. If you have a good offer, it'll get you sales. But here's the best part. You made a list of 10 trainings. So when you need to do it again, rather than rehashing the same training 2 weeks later, and people being like, oh, didn't you already show us that? Oh, I already got it. In order to keep the attention of your audience on you and what you do, you have to give them new and different things. So go back to that list of 10, pick another one, same exact process, over and over and over and over again. This is a great way to get a tremendous number of conversations of people who are very interested in what you do, interested in the topic that shows that their interest is aligned with what you can solve, right? So again, that's, you'll learn as well. So what I love about this method is that it doesn't cost anything but some of your time, and you have an asset that you can use beyond just this. So say, for example, you make a video. Well, now you can post that video on YouTube, right? So you're building up organic assets. So I'd never like to do anything where if it doesn't work, you have nothing left over. If it doesn't work, okay, you realize people aren't interested in that topic, but at least I can pop it up on YouTube, I can put it on my podcast or whatever, and who knows, maybe later on down the road, somebody will watch it and it'll be something. I didn't just make nothing for nothing. But there's that process, so you just rinse and repeat it over and over again. You can use this process to find out the difference, the different response rates to what you think people are interested in, which I think is always an invaluable part of running a business in the help business, is to just put stuff out there, see what the response is, and realize that your gut instinct might have been pretty far off to the reality. You can really start to feel the topics that you cover and whether or not that's actually attracting the people you want to work with. That's another big one. A lot of people are busting out content blind, meaning they think they're talking to the people they want to be talking to. Turns out they're attracting the wrong people entirely. Ask me how I know about that and how I ran a business for almost 2 years talking to the wrong people, and I'll never do that again. So you can use this as an exploratory process as well. But there's one other thing you can do, which is run your most successful call and response post as a very simple low budget ad. So if I have a call and response post that gets like 200 comments, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to take that thing. I'm going to put it on Facebook. Let's say I post it on Facebook, right? Platforms have to stay on the platform. And I don't mean that as like a rule. I mean, sometimes you'll post something on Facebook, it'll work crazy. Post that same thing on LinkedIn, nothing. Post something on LinkedIn, goes crazy. Post same thing on Facebook, nothing. So if you have a post that you put on Facebook, it's going crazy, people love it, don't try to run LinkedIn ads to it. Just put it back on Facebook. Run $10, $15, $20, $30, $40, $50 a day, maximum. And you'll get people commenting, yes, I'm interested. Yes, I'm interested. Yes, I'm interested. So what can you do? As people increase their interest in what it is, as they express their interest in what you're doing, you deliver it just like you were doing organic, have a conversations, close. Okay? So that's it. Very simple. Very, very simple. Business should be simple. It's going to come down to how compelling of a training can you deliver. And I don't mean how good of a training you can deliver. A lot of people are going to get hung up on what should I say in the video and all that. And I'm literally just saying, add value, soft call to action, do the best that you can. But where it will come down to is how compelling is the topic, right? So if you go out and you just start saying, here's how I lost weight, that's not nearly as interesting as here's how I lost weight eating desserts, okay? Or here's how I cured my acne by actually eating twice as much chocolate rather than getting rid of it. You see, there's a whole, again, maybe in a different podcast episode or other trainings or whatever, we could talk about how to make something significantly more compelling. But if you're looking for what is the 80-20 of this activity, it really comes down to coming up with the topics. Those topics are going to determine who replies, the response rate, etc. And that's really where you want to focus. Otherwise, everything else is unbelievably simple. Unbelievably simple. And that's a very, very good thing. It is a sign that it will probably work. If you have been trained to believe that complexity is a sign of good business principles, this would be a great opportunity to learn to deprogram yourself from that thinking and to realize that simple is what works, something you can do consistently. And you can sit down and make this list of 10 trainings any day of the week. You could make this a regular part of your methodology, of your marketing. You could do this twice a month. You could do it once a month. You could do it whatever. If you have a Facebook group, do it in your Facebook group. Whatever it is that you do, you can play with this. You can toss it around, emails, posting on your YouTube channel, whatever. Lots of different ways to play with this, but it's simple. Therefore, it's repeatable. Repeatable means you can get momentum. Repeatable means you can learn from it and then implement the better version of what you did the time before, and et cetera, et cetera. Okay, that's enough. I'm rambling at this point. If you want help to implement even better, smarter, stronger, faster strategies than that into your business to scale very, very quickly, give us a call, peacefulprofits.com/call. We have all sorts of options. Do it yourself all the way to done for you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Put it into action. If it works for you, let us know. We'd love to hear what people are doing out there. Hope you have a good day. We'll talk to you later.